Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, COVID-19 is felling nurses, young adults, and pianist Ellis Marsalis, the patriarch of a New Orleans jazz dynasty, who died yesterday at 85. He was a composer, father to six, teacher to Harry Connick and so many others. Jazz historian Bruce Rayburn was a good friend. He's curator emeritus of Hogan Jazz Archive. And Bruce, you know, so sorry for your loss, so sorry for ours. Can you remind us of the legacy of Ellis Marsalis long before he produced the dynasty he did?
Ellis was a remarkable giver on so many levels. It's hard to choose. He was probably, along with David Baker, the greatest jazz educator on the planet. He was a gifted and elegant pianist. He worked with Ornette Coleman in the 1950s and then developed a solo style. He had a regular Friday night at Snug Harbor, New Orleans. It was always well attended. And, of course, you know, as the patriarch of the Marsalis family, all of his jazz sons have their own voices, and he and his wife, Dolores, are responsible for that, I think. They created the right environment for those musicians to flourish.
How did he change jazz in his presence in New Orleans and outside of it?
Well, the New Orleans Center for Creative Arts is an arts magnet school in New Orleans, and it's become internationally recognized for the people that have come through it, Harry Connick Jr., Terrence Blanchard, so many others that are well-known, and street musicians like Doreen Ketchins, the clarinetist. They all revere Ellis because he was a very strict teacher, very demanding, and he brought them up. So I think NOCA is one of his greatest accomplishments. And then he built the jazz program at the University of New Orleans.
Yeah, and the NOCA, the first full-time public arts high school in New Orleans. He taught his own sons there. So, you know, when he was strict with them, too. Do you have a memory, though, as a friend, you know, something that we may not, you know of?
I served on the Jazz Commission with Ellis that set up the New Orleans Jazz National Historical Park. Senator J. Bennett Johnson initiated that in the late 80s, early 90s. And Ellis and Lindy Boggs were the co-chairs of the commission that that studied the feasibility of that study. And it was remarkable to see how gracious he could be, but also how demanding he could be with the various people who wanted things in that park. And he and Lindy were a tag team that were just amazing to watch. So that's one of my favorite memories.
Yeah, very elegant, but very firm in what he wanted it to be like. Jazz historian Bruce Rayburn remembering his friend Ellis Marsalis, the patriarch of the New Orleans jazz dynasty, and as we hear so much more, who died at 85 yesterday. His son Brandon said it was from complications from the coronavirus. Boy, Bruce, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Robin. We're trying to recover from the loss.
Yeah.